You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you on our Friday morning together. And I'm looking out the window. I see gray and it is raining. What can we do?
And to think a week ago we were setting heat temperature records.
Oh, we had a drought here that ran for forever. And then now we've got the showers, and I think tomorrow we get the rain. And I'm not going to complain.
Now,
the mountains, the trees, and the reservoirs all need topping up.
Well, I always felt in a perfect world it would rain between 3 and 4 in the morning and then be clear the rest of the day.
Well, I think that's included in the lyrics of a song from Camelot.
Wow.
The Broadway production.
Oh.
Camelot. Richard, they made a movie of it with Richard Burton or Robert Goulet. I don't know. It was
Robert Goulet, Canadian singer from Northern Alberta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he had his fame for a while. Yeah.
Now, my question for you, Bob, today was, according to Popular Mechanics, a super El Nino hit the Pacific in 1877 and 78. It caused a drought that killed nearly 50 million people in Asia. And I'm wondering, did you notice anything in your charts from 1877, 78 about an impact on the...
Hang on. I came across a study that we did a long time ago when I was working with Placer, the big gold company. No, they were General Miner here. Weather patterns, United States Corn Belt, warm rainfall. Oh, it's just zigzags. From 1300 to 1900, a gentle rising trend for both of the consumer price index. And then it shoots up. But this one was charted to 1980, I guess. Well, 77 when this study was put together. So there are studies that go way back that try to correlate El Niños and La Niños and all that sort of stuff, but it gets kind of elusive. And the one that I like about on climate is that all of the hysterical type, well, actually governments want to control and tax you, so they're getting everybody hysterical about global warming. And in almost a billion years of life on the planet, any kind of life has thrived through the long warming trends and has setbacks through the cool period. So one, they're wrong on that warming is good. And then the other is that CO2, our breathing out of CO2 causes warming. And so they got a chart of global temperatures and CO2 going back a few hundred million years. And it doesn't work. There's no cause and effect there. And maybe 50 million years ago, it was 7,000 parts per million CO2. Now they're all excited about 425 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. And geologically speaking, this is low. And if it gets below 150 parts per million, we're all dead.
Yeah, and on the long term, I just saw a study by NASA that says in 10,000 years, the sun is going to start turning into a red giant, and the solar wind is going to start stripping away our oxygen.
Whoa, that would be unpleasant. But it is tens of thousands of years away. So.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why Elon wants to get us on Mars.
Oh, okay. So well, it won't include me. So.
Are you sure, Bob?
I'm not going to Mars.
Well, if they had nice sports cars, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Our first headline from The Hill: Democratic Socialists roar back into spotlight with LA DC races. They are electing Democrat Socialists in LA. They've already elected one, a mayor in New York. Is the Democrat Party turning left?
Left? I watched a video on it last evening, and these guys are actually communists. They do not like the United States. They do not like somebody else's freedom, and they want to shut it all down. They're crazy communists. But I think they're going to lose. They may be winning here at the moment, but there's a groundswell of practical opinion building, and it could lead to quite an extensive reform. You've already had it in Poland and Hungary and some other countries. So, and if the U.S. gets on to reform, it's their hope for Canada. Alberta really wants to have a reform because Ottawa is doing unconstitutional things in interfering with Alberta's affairs. So, yeah, crazy country, Canada.
From CNBC, NASDAQ closes 2% lower, led by Micron, as global tech sell-off rattles markets.
Yeah, there was quite a spectacular hit there. I mean, the party was straight up, and it did be, all the technical things were overdone. And then the hit was brutal, and down to an oversold, and now we're kind of recovering from that.
From Breitbart, green fiasco, asbestos discovered in 1,000 UK wind turbines imported from China.
Yeah, I laughed when I saw this, man. These are these big wind turbine blades, and they're huge, and they're fiberglass and all kinds of things, but they've got asbestos in them, which is terrible. But you know, these blades from these big windmills, you can't dispose of them. They reach a life, maybe, I think they were supposed to have a utility of about 20 years, and at much shorter than that, they're losing their rigidity, structural strength. So they're being retired, and then where are they going to put them? I don't know.
Bob, do you remember when they put asbestos in cigarette filters?
Nope.
You don't?
No, I never heard about, I don't recall that one.
Hmm. Well, yeah, they did. I forget the particular brand, but smooth smoking, ours filters have asbestos.
Yeah,
and
well,
I thought, well, it might increase your lung cancer risk, but at least it'll never catch fire.
Well, I remember the cork tip cigarette. Hmm. And, but I, when I was 14 years old, I tried smoking, and it was a coughing fit, and tears, and smoke got on my eyelids, and that was that for smoking.
There you go, Bob. That's why you're big and strong and have been living long.
Yeah.
Because all my friends who smoked are dead.
Mm.
They're dead.
Yeah.
My contemporaries, it killed them. Now, we have from the Frontier Center for Public Policy, high taxes are killing Canada's Stanley Cup dreams.
Yeah, hockey. And the problem is that getting the difference in getting paid for playing in the States in U.S. dollars is really huge compared to playing in Canada for a Canadian team and getting paid in U.S. and Canadian.
So no, they get paid in U.S. dollars.
Whatever, they got a problem.
But they have Canadian taxes, which are 40-60% more.
Yeah.
In some cases. From America's Free Press, domestic terrorists were Obama's special guests at center opening.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting. He's built this ghastly structure as a presidential library. And it's interesting that in order to attend the thing, you had to show ID that you were a U.S. citizen. And in the Senate, they're trying to get, and 80% of Americans want to have ID for voting. And there's a few Republican senators, for some reason, they're blocking it. But I think that'll let loose sometime soon.
In Canada, you have to have proof of citizenship to vote.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand why you wouldn't have that.
Oh, it's so that the Democrats in the States can rig elections. That's the opposition.
Hmm. Now, headline from Zero Hedge, from bartenders to builders, data centers drive America's blue-collar comeback.
Yeah, data centers, that's on all the AI thing and everything else. So they've got a robust sector there. And then the next one I get a kick out of.
Hmm. Futures rebound from chipwreck ahead of critical Micron earnings.
Yeah. What a great headline writer, that guy. Yeah, you're having a chipwreck, so, yeah.
From Climate Depot, the headline, meteorologist Joe Bastardi, Arctic seas by far the coldest start to summer since records began in 1958.
Yeah, a very cold start in summer in the north.
Wow.
It doesn't fit with the theme of evil people causing warming.
Well, northern Alberta is just getting torrential rain. Edmonton, flooding, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Rain and cold. I guess they're not getting hit with hot water.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And from what's up with that, what climate crisis? Indonesia taps fossil fuels.
Yep. They're getting practical there. They realize they got to use coal and hydrocarbons and whatever they've got there. Governments eventually, under economic pressures, can get practical. And well, I like the last one.
Well, we'll get to that in a second here. We have another headline here from Zero Hedge. Hawkish Warsh hammers barbarous relic. Gold crashes back below $4,000 as rate hike odds rise.
Yeah, Warsh is the new head of the Federal Reserve System. And hammering, well, it was John Maynard Keynes who invented or labeled gold as a barbarous relic in the financial system. And the irony is, Jim, is that Keynes was completely ignorant of any economic history or of any economic thought and research and thinking over the decades. So he was isolated from reality and then just invented his ideas that governments and fiddling around with interest rates can end the business cycle. But gold was very much part of the system, so he called it a barbarous relic. And then at the same time, back in the early 1900s, many high-level bankers and whatnot in the U.S. were convinced, they knew that with a credit crisis, you would get a recession. So then the idea was, prevent the credit crisis. And then you would not have a recession. So that was where they invented the idea of the lender of last resort. and the Federal Reserve was in started a business in Christmas of 1913. And if you count them, there have been 18 cyclical recessions since. Now, in any sort of discipline, you have a theory, you test it. If it doesn't work, the theory is condemned. This one, and in this instance, with a proper discipline, one recession would have condemned the theory. We're now out to 18. And, the current Marsh, the new Federal Reserve, what I've read about his saying, he sounds a little more practical, but, no, the Federal Reserve is a very sick system. And it can be, reformed by going to gold convertibility, having the U.S. dollar convertible into a fixed amount of gold. Yep.
Headline from Zero Hedge, oh, silver, I guess the take on high-o silver from the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Silver, the silver bugs are really something else again, because they do the supply-demand analysis, and every year for silver, there's more silver consumed than mined. And all your silver bucks say, hey, silver's going to go up on that. But they never look at the history of silver and what it does in financial history, and that is that it's that silver goes up relative to gold in a boom, and then it goes down relative to gold in the bust, and there are times when silver has suffered some horrendous washout. So actually, the gold-silver ratio, or if you go the other way, silver-gold ratio, I watch it as for our work, an interesting indicator.
And our last headline from Breitbart, UN Secretary General demands $1.3 trillion a year to fight climate chaos.
Yeah. That's the first I've seen of climate chaos. Because when they were first promoting it, it was global warming. And then that sort of became tarred. And then they came out with climate change. So anything that was going on was caused by people and could only be eased by taking tax money. And this is what it's all about. All this stuff about global warming, climate change, is to control people and raise money. Now, when I took a degree in geology and geophysics, and Jim, I'm going to tell you the year I graduated, 1962. And at the time, say 1960, lectures in climate were implying that the climate changes could be random. And then at that time in the 1920s, a guy by the name of Milankovic, he proposed that climate changes were due to changes in the solar system. But at that time, there was no evidence to decide one way or the other. And then in the late 60s and 70s, when satellite work came in and all kinds of ways of measuring temperatures going way back, yeah, they found that that the Milankovitch theory was right. The changes in climate are tied to orbital mechanics, and the notion that people breathing out carbon dioxide is going to change the climate is just so much garbage, Jim. Just pathetic garbage. So,
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, we had a good time today. I enjoyed it, and we're looking forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.